7900991 Star Talk 1-800-491-CJD for the Laurentians, Eastern Townships, Ottawa Hull area, and also the border states. Those are the numbers to call. Line's free if you want to call in. We have Evan Berlin studio to answer your questions. And Evan, our next guest is on the line.
Bill Lurie is the owner of eMarketingCanada.com, which is a Montreal company that designs websites and specializes in search engine optimization. And Bill told me off air that he was not going to share his secrets for getting to the top of the search engines, but let's see if we can knock a few
details. Well, thanks for talking to us, Bill.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Very well, guys. How are you guys doing?
Fine. Thanks for being on the program with us.
Okay. So what's your secret?
No idea.
You won't
lucky
tell.
Lucky guy.
Okay, you won't talk. So tell us a little bit about your company, eMarketing-Canada.com. What services do you offer, and what can you tell us about them?
Okay, we design websites. We also market them on the Internet, meaning we put our clients on the search engines and get them highly visible on keywords that will bring them business. And we've been doing this for 7 years. Most of our clients are people you've never heard of. It could be actually the merchant right down the street from you. It could be the manufacturer on St. Alexander Street. Local businesses are really who my clientele is. And not surprisingly, when you have high visibility in the search engines and a website that's responsive to the traffic, you literally can make millions of dollars on the web.
Now, how important is it to get a high ranking in the search engines, and is that right for every business?
I think it's definitely a great way of getting some traffic. You're not going to get all the traffic. There's a lot of buzz right now about Google. What people forget is that really out of all the searches that take place every day, only 35% of them are done on Google, which means that there's 65% of other people, your potential market, who are not using Google at all.
Which search engines would they be using then, Bill?
Yahoo is the next one in popularity. It gets about 91 million searches a day. MSN is the third one down, and that gets about 67 million searches a day, or 22% of the market. And then AOL is the other one. The big four are Google, Yahoo, MSN, and AOL.
And how do you determine this?
There's a lot of market studies that are taking place online, and this is for North America. In Europe, Yahoo is actually more popular than Google.
Now, part of your strategy, as I understand it, is to carefully choose the keywords that you will be targeting. That is to say, those words which, when a user types them into a search engine, you hope will find your business. Now, how do you go about determining what keywords people will search for a business with? That is to say, there's probably more than one way to look for, say, I don't know, name a service, home inspection.
Okay, so the first thing the client has to determine with me is who they feel their ideal client is. What keywords do they think that ideal client would put into the search engine to find somebody such as themselves? And usually the client is thinking in very general terms. So if we take somebody like a home inspector, he might think, I want to show up page one, Google, Yahoo, everywhere on home inspection, which is absolutely useless to the fellow, because let's say he's doing it in Toronto. He needs home inspection Toronto. Toronto home inspection, building inspector, and, you know, inspector building Toronto, all the different combinations. And there are hundreds of them that will bring people to the website.
Do you target those hundreds of them, or do you pick a few good ones?
We pick as many as possible, because one thing that people have to realize, and I explained this on the blog and my website, is that you have to target the actual keyword phrases. You could show up really well on particular keywords. The people are coming to your website and they're still not buying from you. They're still not doing business with you. So even though you're visible on those keywords, they're not of value to you.
So how do you make them of value to you?
You have to make your website responsive to the visitors that are coming. So, for example, the home inspector in Toronto, if he's getting a lot of people from, let's say, Markham, Ontario, he's got a problem, unless he has content on his website that appeals to the people from Markham.
So it's like you have a really, really nice house, but nothing inside. Once people open the door, there's got to be something to keep them there.
The traffic determines very quickly whether they're going to respond favorably to your site or not. They can leave. I mean, the value of the Internet is you can go anywhere you want at light speed, and they can leave your website and go to the next 10 people listed in the search engine in a matter of seconds.
People are pretty fickle. It's true. Now, do you deal only with websites that actually do sales on the site? What I'm thinking is that there are a lot of businesses whose websites do not actually directly sell things, but serve as a sort of online brochure for their business. So in a case like that, could you help, and how could you measure or determine whether or not your efforts have been successful? Because, you know, the sales aren't coming directly into the website, so if sales go up, how will you know that it's as a result of e-marketing?
That's a good question, because when people think of the web and sales on the web, there is a tendency to think of an e-commerce shopping cart, pay by my Visa kind of site. Yet actually, the sites that do better than that are people who offer a service, plastic surgeons, vacuum repair, computer repair. Those kind of businesses can actually do very well. And those brochure sites, which are not doing direct sales, in order for sales to take place on those sites, you have to get in touch with the owner by phone, by email, or filling out an online form. So how you measure the success of the site, how I do it, is on the sites that we do that are of that type, we have an online form, and we can measure the amount of times that form is submitted. And it's not unusual for some of my clients to be getting 20, 30 form requests a week. And these are, again, businesses that nobody's ever heard of. They're small businesses in the Montreal area, but because of they're highly visible, they're doing well.
Is it always possible to get a high search engine ranking?
It is possible, depending on how you select your keywords. You're not going to do well on every keyword. You know, if you're in, for example, computer sales, the idea that your computer website is going to compete with Dell or Gateway, it's an illusion. It's not going to happen. You have to narrow down the specialty. So, for example, you might be selling Toshiba used laptops out of Toronto. So that's the keyword that you want to focus on.
How far down is too far down on a list?
There really is no bottom to it, because the determining factor for us is what sales are taking place. And one of the questions you asked before is how we determine the success of the website. And through website analysis using software such as WebTrends, you can actually see that your traffic is not homogeneous. It's actually segmented, and it's segmented by keyword population. Different keywords bring different types of visitors who stay a different length of time on your website. And invariably, if a sale is going to take place, the people who buy stay from 8 to 10 times longer on the site than all other traffic.
Well, let me rephrase the question, if I'm looking for something, and just for instance, just today, I'm looking for Coca-Cola clocks.
Okay.
You can use that as a keyword and get hundreds of pages.
Right.
And once you get past the first 10 and then the first 20, I'm probably not going to look beyond the first 20. But I might be looking for something else where I would go 30. I might look at something else where I'm only looking at the first 10. So that's what I mean. How high do you really need to be? You don't always have to be first, especially if you're, like you say, competing with the Dells of the world if you're selling computers. But how far down is too far down?
I think the wisdom of this by the, in quotation mark, experts, is if you're in the top 30, you'll get traffic. The truth of the matter is it's very important to be on page one.
Let's say I was to become your client tomorrow, and I asked you to get my not too hotly contested keywords to the top of Google.
Okay.
How long is that likely to take?
Well, one thing that site owners have to realize about Google, and this is not very well known, if you are registering a new site, let's say you're coming to me with a domain name that has not been used. You own it, but it hasn't been used.
Mm-hmm.
So we design the site, we register it tonight. Google has something called the sandbox effect, which means that if your site is new, they're going to deliberately keep you out of the database on a large amount of keywords. They want to see if you'll be around 8 months later, and then they'll gradually introduce you into the search engine. Now, Yahoo and MSN have no such restrictions, and so on Yahoo and MSN, within a matter of weeks, you will start showing up.
But on Google, it could take
On Google,
what?
For a new site that have not been on the web, it can take up to 8 months to a year.
And in a case where it has been on the web for some time but has not perhaps been designed properly to target certain keywords, but you come into the picture and now it is,
right?
How long is that likely to take?
That's really a question of how long it's going to take the Google spiders, which are software that come and visit the site on occasion to see what's new, what's changed. Once we do the programming of the website and do changes to the content and whatnot, if the Google spiders are coming and then they refresh their database afterwards, the new information is there and it's present. People also have to realize that not every page of your website is indexed. The larger number of pages you have, the more likely it is that not all of them are in the search engine index.
Okay. Most interesting indeed, Bill. I thank you very much for talking to us. People can find out more information by going to your website, which I believe is www.emarketing-canada.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And if I put you in a search engine, how high are you?
I'm at the very top.
Okay. Thank you very much for being on the program with us.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Bill Laurie, who is an owner of emarketingcanada.com, a Montreal company that designs websites and does search engine optimization. 790-0991, Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJAD. Those are the numbers to call. Lines all free. We have in studio with us Evan Burl to answer your computer questions here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.